Not, but we got back on the stallion. Carried her back in the ditch, got on again. And she went down, around to a pond, big old pond. She wanted some water. She didn't wait for us to say whoa or anything. We'd say whoa, you know, to her. And you say gee and haw. I think haw was left and gee was right, I don't know, but anyway, whoa. But we said pay attention. She went down and we went right over her head. Down in the pond of water. Well, I had a coat up there and I put it on. My grandmother lived up here. My mother lived over here on that two-story house. And I put my coat on and I said, hide the wet clothes. And I said, Mother, Mama, we want to go to Grandma's and spend the night. Let us go on up there and you go on home. And she agreed. But this Negro woman lived by the railroad saw us when we fell in the pond and she helped milk cows over there. She came every night, she'd own our place, and we milked about 30 cows. And she helped, and she told her. And you know how she punished her? She sent for us. She sent one of the boys after us, right? Straight, dark, and all. She gave us all the biggest dose of castor oil you ever saw.
That was the punishment, huh?
No whipping, but punishment. Wow. Go work the coal out we was going to take.
I see. I'd like to ask you now about some berries. You mentioned the pokeberry the other day. What berries would you grow in the garden?
But that man's cows would be mauled down. I put out three the other day. I must be raising them for others. I like raspberries very much. I like the flavor of raspberries. I like to get the juice out of raspberries. And I can't eat jelly like I used to, but I love raspberry jelly and I love raspberry jam. But I like to get the juice out of raspberries and put it on top of ice cream. Mm-hmm. It makes a delicious sauce for ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And grow the ones that grow close to the ground?
No, they come up and sprangle out. You're supposed to kind of cut off some. Mm-hmm. And I used to grow strawberries a lot in the old garden where before the house burned. I used to pick the strawberries, then crawl along and pick them in a dishpan. And I learned what I had. I was on a point in Eastern Star. I was teaching, but I was on a point in Eastern Star. And I memorized everything that I had to say in Eastern Star and picked those strawberries, made the book over there, and move it up and pick some more. And then waste them all.
It's a pleasant way to do some memory.
Huh?
It's a pleasant way to memorize.
Oh, I milk cows and hang a thumb up about on the thing above the cow and memorize that while I was milking the cow. I never wasted any moments.
Mm-hmm. How about different kinds of nuts?
Nuts. Hickory nuts, walnuts, and they sure are hard to pick out. Pecans. And
by the way, you mentioned
we used to have, we called them hazelnuts. They're not any around here anymore.
Those oval-shaped nuts,
they're kind of round like that,
yes.
Half one color. One. Chestnuts used to be here in a lot too, but they had some kind of disease. And
did you ever grow any, or do you have to buy them? Those oval nuts, and they're flat.
What, English walnuts?
No, these are flat.
Oh, you talking about nigger toes, we call them?
They're
flat, about like that. We used to call them nigger toes.
I see. How about almonds? They're not the same thing?
No, almonds, you can't grow them here. Mm-hmm.